United States.
Lexington. Mid-century modern. Americans should stop harking back to the 1950s. Many of the decade's delights are still available.
The giant movie screen at Benji's was illuminated by a thrilling golden sunset when the cinema's owner and compere, D. Edward Vogel, began reciting the house rules one recent Friday evening. It was dark before he had finished. Benji's, a drive-in outside Baltimore, does not allow alcohol, profanity, car horns or headlights, which seemed reasonable. It also bans barefoot children, even when carried, photography, vehicles left unoccupied without an explanatory note, and refunds or ticket changes of any kind, which seemed a bit over the top. This is not an exclusive list of our rules, but it's a pretty good start, said Mr. Vogel, as the sky darkened over the 120-foot-long movie screen. He still hadn't got through his COVID-19 stipulations. Mr. Vogel, whose uncle started Benji's in 1956, says its rules are necessary because many of his patrons are new to drive-ins. Of 4,000 fresh air theatres in 1958, fewer than 400 remain. But this was not true of the families setting out chairs and speakers around Lexington and his tribe. From Pennsylvania, Virginia, and far-flung Maryland, they were Benji's habitués. They came for its giant screen, grandiose playing of the anthem, and unreconstructed snack bar selling Benji's cola, footlong hot dogs, and much more. They reveled in its eccentricity. The drive-in is named after 19th century president Benjamin Harrison and known for the snarky messages on its neon billboard. Best of all, they loved the juxtaposition of electronic entertainment and hot night air. These virtues were also apparent to first-timers, like time-travelling Michael J. Fox's, your columnist, and his family found the drive-in at once novel and deeply familiar. The experience has been depicted in 1,000 films. More acutely, the same combination of mid-century technology, bossiness, and cheesy family-mindedness is still remarkably common. America is suffused with the culture of the 1950s. The pandemic, which has inspired pop-up drive-ins around the country, has made this even more evident.